The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Corey Stewart is the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, and also up until yesterday afternoon, he was the chairman of the Virginia campaign to elect Donald Trump president. But he got, he went rogue yesterday. Did a protest in front of the RNC headquarters in D.C. He was warned, if you keep this up, David Bossie, actually, with the Trump campaign, said, if you keep this up, you're fired. And, we had that apprentice moment. I don't think Donald Trump didn't actually call you to tell you you're fired, right, Corey?
No, Mr.
Because that would put you right up there with Omarosa and, all the celebrity apprentice. So what were you thinking, man? What were you doing there going rogue like this? What happened yesterday?
Well, look, here's the situation. The RNC is not behind Mr. Trump. The Republican establishment is clearly not behind Mr. Trump. And we held this to try to put pressure on the RNC and the Republican establishment to put the money back. And what had happened was that money that was raised by Mr. Trump for the Trump campaign, and it was done with a joint fundraising agreement with RNC, is being diverted out of Virginia because we don't have a significant down-ticket race. We don't have a U.S. Senate race, and so therefore they've moved the money out of Virginia. We don't even have signs in Virginia.
Hold on. This is really important to get specifics. You're telling me that the RNC has moved money out of the Virginia campaign. When did this happen, and how much money are you talking about?
It's been happening. It's tens of millions of dollars. It's been happening since last September, when a lot of RNC operatives made their way into the Trump campaign. There was an agreement, a joint fundraising agreement that was signed earlier in the summer. And after that happened, the understanding was that we would help raise money for this for the joint fundraising entity, and that money would be spent in Virginia for the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So we've raised a lot of money, but the RNC has, since September, has been moving that out of Virginia to other states where there are U.S. Senate races.
Well, why do you think that is? I mean, could it have something to do with the fact that many people believe that Virginia is not gettable right now? I mean, I'm looking at polls. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 polls. They have Hillary Clinton up between 6% and 9%, and those are recent polls. I mean, have they made a decision, as campaigns often do, I need to put the money where I have a real shot?
No, because they weren't even doing it when we were closer. And here's the situation. Look, it was in the Wall Street Journal 3 days ago, reporting, Ryan Priebus, head of the RNC, is quoted by a good source that they were going to move the money into the states where there's significant down-ticket races. Why? Because the Republican establishment is undermining the Trump campaign. They frankly don't want him to win. That is the truth. They've made that fairly clear. And that just confirmed it in that Wall Street Journal article 3 days ago.
All right. Well, we have to leave it there, sadly. But you're in the news, and we appreciate you being here to sort of explain what happened, Corey Stewart. And you're still going to volunteer, though, for the Trump campaign, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I'm loyal to Mr. Trump. Right. We need him. And nothing's going to stop that.
All right. Corey Stewart, thanks for joining us, sir.
Thanks, Corey.
It's 7:50 on WMAL.